This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I do think we're going to win more games than we did last year.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's our guy, Brandon Fryer, having some fun. And we are delighted to welcome Connor McKnight to the program. Connor joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Connor now with Chicago Sports Network, covering, as always, the Chicago White Sox. Connor, good morning. How are you?
Fellas, good morning. Another daycare drop-off completed for the McKnight household, so we feel like today's a win, and it's not even 8. So great to be with
you. That's great. Great to have you back, Connor. So let's talk about the White Sox. Yesterday we heard from Chris Getz. Well, just interpret what you heard and exactly the way the White Sox are approaching this spring training.
Yeah, you know, I think, listen, when Chris says more wins than last year, yes, that's great. And I think Chris would agree with most when he says it should happen, right? I mean, 41 right. is a low number. But I think when you kind of look forward, what I'm excited about when it comes to camp, and I'm looking forward to getting down there in a couple of weeks, I like that there's going to be competition for jobs in a camp. I think especially when you've got a first-year manager, a new manager like Will Venable, being able to look around camp and say, there are things to compete for here, go out and get it. It allows you a couple of different things. One, to assess how each individual player kind of performs in that competitive environment, and it'll be for the first time for Venable, knowing he doesn't know a lot of these guys all that well, obviously. And I think it also allows you to kind of hone an edge for some young guys like Chase Mydroth, who had a great AAA season and looks on the cusp of being a pretty good major leaguer. How good is going to be interesting, but he gets to define that more than likely toward the start of the season here. Now, I'm not saying that the actual numbers and what they put up in spring training are going to be all that important. As you guys know, evaluating actual performance in spring training can be really difficult. But I think that you've had a competition matters, and I think the White Sox are set to light those competitions at least on fire a little bit when they start things off.
Yeah, it's at least going to, I don't want to get too negative about it, but they could lose 100 games and have like an excellent season, right? They could improve by 20 games and still not get below 100 losses, but it's just you want them moving forward to have things that you feel like good people get. You know what I mean? Like you just want them. And I don't know. Like I don't know what to expect from Josh Rojas, for instance. I have no idea what that's going to look like. I think Tauchman, we know we've seen him play in Chicago. We feel good about him. I'm very interested in the catcher position because they got a couple of great young catchers, but they got a couple veteran guys, which makes you feel like the catchers aren't ready yet. So I don't know how to look at every position. And I, you know, Ron called earlier. He said to say hey to you. Yeah, he's a great guy, Ron from the South Side. He is. And he was saying he wants to see more young guys. He wants to see the development. And I think everyone kind of feels that way, but you also, you want to see a little bit of success somehow.
Yeah, I get it. And the way I talked about a lot of these veterans the White Sox have added, you know, last year and this year when I was doing White Sox Weekly is in terms of insulation, right? You don't want to have too much, but you definitely don't want to have too little. And what you're trying to insulate are the individual prospects that are coming up through the ranks, right? Colson Montgomery, who may or may not be the opening day starting shortstop, needs a little bit of insulation. Just questions about his defense. He didn't have a great year last year. Just how much, though, is the next question. A lot of people, including myself, thought there'd be like a, you know, like a veteran signing, like a, I don't know, like a Nick Ahmed or something like that. Nothing, you know, super enticing, but definitely somebody can hold down the position and allow Colson or whatever prospect you're talking about to get the seasoning or readying that they need in April and May or what have you. And I think in a lot of spots, the White Sox have acquired, you know, a reasonable amount of insulation. And what you want to do, the needle you're trying to thread, and it's difficult to do because the rules have changed on how you can do this, but you want to make sure that insulation is also interesting to other teams come, July 15, July 18, something like that, because you'd love to be able to, you know, to capitalize on some of that stuff when those prospects become ready to evolve. And that's really hard to do. You know, look at the White Sox last season. They got some return for a guy like Eric Fetty, younger players for sure. They, you know, got some things for other pieces as well. But, you know, the big trade was the guy that they had already on that roster and Garrett Crochet, poised to become one of the better lefties in baseball, hopefully, if you're Boston. And you've got to make sure that that got ready too. And I think I definitely like the way that White Sox minor league system looks now as opposed to how it looked, I don't know, call it 8 months ago. But there's still a lot of work to be done development-wise, despite how many lists of best prospects that Noah Schultz or Hagen Smith or Kyle Teal or Colson Montgomery end up on, you know?
Well, I think with Colson Montgomery, it's fascinating because you look at the roster and the outfield has placeholders and there are placeholders at other positions. I don't know who that is at shortstop, Connor, because Rojas, Lenin Sosa, Brooks Baldwin, Jacob Amaya. How realistic is it to expect, or are
Brooks
you
Baldwin?
Would you project Connor Colson Montgomery could start opening day at shortstop?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, I think at this point I probably would, but it's, you know, 51% to 49%, you know? It's just right there. I'll be really interested to see in the first couple of weeks just kind of how a guy like Will Venable or even Chris gets as he continues to speak a little bit here, talks about those guys, right? Your Brooks Baldwin, your Chase Meidroth, your Josh Rojas at short, right? He's played there a little bit. Mm. It had not gone well the last couple of years or in a few years ago when he was playing short. I'll be really curious to see what kind of opportunities those guys get. Colson, you know, I got a chance to talk to him a little bit more than I ever had at Sox Fest a couple of weeks ago. He wants this. You know, I mean, he's ready for it. He wants it. He also understands where he sits in the context of, you know, kind of the prospect hype and the production he was able to put up last season. I think the White Sox want to give him run. And philosophically, you know, David, if you're asking me, okay, you got a shortstop prospect who's fallen off a little bit in terms of his ranking, and defense has been a question. You know, how good can you be? Are you Corey Seager level good, where you got to out-hit some of your mistakes in your limited range? Or can you make that next step to being a, you know, head above water kind of shortstop? I think you got to let him play short until he tells you he can't at a major league level. And from that approach, I think the White Sox are taking the right kind of track to things here.
Connor, who's going to be the opening day starter? Is it Jonathan Cannon just because he's Jonathan Cannon? He's their own guy?
You know, I'd like to see them go with kind of a – and I know Martin Perez is, like, signed and will wear a White Sox uniform, so technically qualifies as an internal option. But you know what I mean, Molly. Like,
right.
I'd like to see one of those guys step up and take it. I think in a world where – in a world where Drew Thorpe hadn't had the elbow setback, I think he'd be a candidate for perhaps opening day. Obviously, he did have the setback and things are trending in the right direction, but I'd really like to see Cannon do it. I talked to him a little bit about that opportunity, and you know, his eyes got a little wide. He understands what's out there on the table for him, and I believe we talked before Perez had been signed, if not, you know, it's just a few days after. I think your money probably goes to Martin Perez, a veteran lefty who's been able to do it. I think it's a guy that, you know, Will Venable can look at and say, You are reliable. You know how to get yourself out of whatever you've created for yourself on the field. I think that works. I think the money probably have to go there. But listen, I think as much as we're curious about the position players the White Sox have acquired or have ready to hit the bigs, the pitching is still the strength of what this organization can be. And finding out just how much of a foundation you've got pitching-wise, how many of these guys are going to be threes? How many of these guys can reach their ceilings as twos? How many of these guys need to be bullpen guys? And if they do go to the bullpen, how good can they be? I'm looking at you, Nick Nastrini, right? Like, that matters.
Right.
So finding that out is going to be critical here in 2025, because if the White Sox, you know, can get on the timeline that everybody wants them to be on, you know, something like 75, 80-something wins really soon here, you've got to know what you have to supplement with. And understanding that from a pitching standpoint is, like I said, crucial.
Great stuff, Connor. Thanks a ton. Great talking to you. Say hey to all of our mutual friends.
Thanks, Connor.
Sounds good, boys.
Good stuff.
That's Connor McKnight.
He'll be doing great work at the Chicago Sports Network in games and being utilizing his strengths, which are analytics, and just, as you heard there, just a great knowledge of the roster.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Makes the season, makes things a little bit better for those of us that are stuck following that team, sadly. What?
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.